Two U.S. lawmakers have introduced a bipartisan bill in the House of Representatives, seeking sanctions against Pakistani state officials over alleged human rights violations, including the persecution of former Prime Minister Imran Khan, according to U.S. media. The bill, titled the Pakistan Democracy Act, was introduced by Republican Congressman Joe Wilson of South Carolina and Democratic Congressman Jimmy Panetta of California. It has been referred to the House Foreign Affairs and Judiciary Committees for review. The proposed legislation calls for sanctions to be imposed on Pakistan's army chief within 180 days if the country fails to take steps to improve its human rights situation. The bill aims to invoke the U.S. Global Magnitsky Human Rights Accountability Act, which permits the U.S. to deny visas and entry to individuals accused of committing human rights violations. It also directs the U.S. government to identify and sanction individuals allegedly involved in the suppression of political opposition in Pakistan. The president would be granted authority to lift the sanctions if Pakistan ends military interference in civilian governance and releases all wrongfully detained political detainees. The tabling of the draft bill reflects the persistent efforts of PTI supporters in the U.S., who have remained active in lobbying American lawmakers since Imran Khan was ousted from power in 2022. Over the last 3 years, activists have continued to stage rallies, engage with members of Congress, and advocate for greater U.S. involvement in Pakistan's political developments. Back in June 2024, the U.S. House of Representatives adopted a similar resolution with strong bipartisan support, 98% voting in its favor. That resolution called on then-President Joe Biden to encourage Pakistan to safeguard democratic values and the rule of law. Despite this, the Biden administration refrains from taking any action.